Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. So that's what I do in a nutshell. And I like to talk to you about marketing, sales, and content creation. Those three things specifically are my zones of genius. And that's what I like to help people with. And today, we're having a very specific conversation about sales, right? Because we all want to make sales in our business. We all want to reach a point in our business where sales are coming in while we sleep. Sales are coming in every hour on the hour. Sales are coming in without us even having to show up. Now, guys, that is possible for everybody, but it is not possible overnight. It does not happen overnight, and you have to be intentional and consistent in your marketing and sales efforts to reach that stage. And I think that a lot of times entrepreneurs get frustrated by how long the journey may be, right? For some people, that happens a lot faster than others, depending on their offers. And for others, they have to work a little harder to reach that space. But it is definitely not impossible. But what I wanted to talk to you about specifically today, as it relates to your sales, is your mindset around sales. Because a lot of times when I work with entrepreneurs, you know, I help them develop their marketing strategies. I help them create a sales funnel for their business that makes complete sense, a really simple sales funnel. I help them even create the content that will go into every part of their sales funnel, their email, their blogs, their website, their sales pages, and all those things, right? And yet, they get no sales. And one of the reasons that they do not actually get the sales, and it's not the only reason, but one of the big reasons that the sales may not be coming in, is because of your mindset. And I'm going to talk to you about what that means, right? It's not just like woo stuff. I mean, we talk about mindset all the time, and I always tell you that you can have all the tools, but if you don't think that you deserve this, if what you say is always negative, if you don't speak what you want into existence, you're going to find that you're struggling, right? Your mindset means that you have to intentionally, just like how you have to intentionally market your business every day, you have to intentionally do the work to adjust your mindset to expect the sales that you want, to expect the increase that you want. And yes, that looks like doing affirmations, that looks like doing your daily journal, your journaling, your, you know, your meditation, whatever that is for you, because I know it's quite different for different people, whatever that is for you. But that also has to be intentional before you do anything else, right? You will recognize that you will start to attract a certain type of clientele and a certain type of sales in your life when you make that adjustment, that simple adjustment in how you think and how your perspective about your business. Now, is it hard? Yes, it is hard. Does it mean that every successful entrepreneur does not experience days of doubts and fear and imposter syndrome? No, we all experience that. The difference between somebody who experiences that and does not have the tools to adjust that mindset is that they stay in that space of doubt and fear and procrastination much, much longer, right? You are human. Yes, you're going to have doubts. Yes, you're going to have fears. Yes, you're going to feel like an imposter. Yes, you're going to question the things that you do. Yes, you're going to compare yourself to other people. But you have to be able to recognize when that is happening for you and make that switch. Make that switch. You have to know what you need to say to yourself that will make that switch in your head so that you get back on track. And also how you view things. So when you view if somebody says no to you, or if you lose a proposal, or if you don't get the opportunity that you wanted to get, or you don't get to buy the tools, you know, because it might be too expensive or whatever, right? You need to figure out, okay, instead of me looking at this as a negative thing, what did I learn from this? Or what could be my next step? Right, if my launch didn't go as planned, I didn't get 150 people in my launch and I only got 5 people, like, what do I need to do? What is my next step? And that is the key to making this work, yeah, guys. It's your mindset, what you say and what you think, and how you can shift your perspective instead of saying things real hard or things are very expensive. Things are expensive, so I can't, or, you know, that program is expensive, so I can't do it right now. Instead, say, okay, this is the price of the program. What do I need to sell? Or what do I need to do to get the money that I need to purchase this program that I know is going to change my life? And when I get into the program, or whatever it is you're buying, what am I going to make sure that I do in order to get everything that I need to get from this program so that I can elevate, or I can grow, or I can whatever that may be for you, right? You have to shift that perspective, shift that conversation in your head so that you will keep growing and stop procrastinating. Because a lot of times the reason that we are not making the sales, the reason that we are not reaching our audience, the reason that people are not seeing us is because we procrastinate, right? That is also a mindset stuff. We keep on saying, yes, I was supposed to do the video. Yes, I was supposed to send the email. Yes, I was supposed to share my offer. Oh, yes, I was supposed to. But what you're doing is sabotaging yourself. So you have to figure out, how can I shift that perspective? How can I shift that conversation? How can I work on my mindset every single day intentionally and consistently that would allow me to be open to receive these sales that I want? And when we talk about mindset, we know we usually tend to lean on that conversation about affirmations and journaling and visualization and that kind of thing. But your mindset work is not just about being positive, and your mindset work is so much bigger than that. When you talk about your mindset work, it's also about talking to yourself and ensuring that even on the days where you feel like, oh my God, this is not working, that you push through, right? I have had launches where I will be promoting for 2 weeks and nobody, I like get total crickets, right? What I could do is say, you know what, I'm not doing this because I've been talking about this for 7 days and nobody has bought from me. Or I could say to myself, listen, I promise myself that I am going to promote this thing for 10 days. That is what my marketing plan is. And I'm going to push through for the 10 days. And what tends to happen more than none is that as I push through, people start to sign up, right? And I get the people on the program that I want, or the person will turn around and say yes. By the time I follow up a fourth time, because by the second time they say we're not ready, by the third time they say we're not ready, what would you normally do? Throw your hands in the air and say, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore, because it's hard to get these no's every day. It's hard to be following up. No, it's not. But this is, you have to say to yourself, this is part of the journey. Because growing your business is a marathon, not a sprint, right? So it's a long journey. But you have to also commit and be determined and be resilient in pushing forward, in doing what you know needs to be done in order to get the thing that you want. It's not going to happen overnight, guys, but you have to make that shift in your own perspective, right? I recently, a few days ago, I said in my group, let's challenge ourselves. This was at the beginning of April. Let's challenge ourselves and get to $5,000, right? And we had a ton of people saying, yes, 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 I want to do the challenge. And then, as I said, every day I came on and I said, okay, send an email. Okay, do a video. Okay, fine-tune your offer, fine-tune your price. crickets, right? Because it's nice to say, yes, I want to do this thing, but where we lack, and this human nature, right? Where we lack or where we fall short is when it's time to get into action in order to get the thing that we want, right? Your sales are not going to come if you're silent. Closed mouths don't get fed. Your sales are not going to come if you're not showing up where ideal clients are, both online and offline. So we're not just talking about social media. Once you know where your ideal clients are, it is your duty as an entrepreneur who's running a business, who's offering a has an offering that is solving a challenge, to show up, to share with your audience, to offer them something so that they can buy from you. That is your only duty. And you have to do it consistently and intentionally, right? If you're not doing that, these sales are not going to come. So all the excuses in the world, you're really just sabotaging yourself, because there is absolutely no reason why any one of you should not be on the road to success, should not be on the road to making $100, $500, $1,000. You grow as you learn, right? And that is part of being determined and resilient and intentional. You grow because you will continue to grow. You don't know everything. None of us do. None of us know everything, right? So we continue to learn. We continue to grow. We continue to tweak, right? Something didn't work right now. What do we need to tweak in order to move forward, as opposed to saying, this didn't work, I'm never doing it again, I'm good, let me just move on with my life. Or I had a hard day today, so I had a hard day, so I'm going to have a hard week. So I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to engage with my audience. I'm not going to send an email. I'm not going to do a video. I'm not going to share a blog. I'm not going to respond to anybody. That's self-sabotaging. But guys, it starts with your mindset. So your sales will come when you work on your mindset, when you make that adjustment to your mindset and believe that you will receive everything that you desire, right? When you believe that, you know, you deserve every sale, you believe that you should get sales every day, when you believe that you will get sales while you sleep, you believe that you will get sales passively. You have to believe that and then intentionally do the work in order to receive that thing that you believe. Because coming online every day and saying, yeah, I was supposed to, or starting and stopping is not how you're going to grow a business, right? I can give you all the tools and all the resources that you need in order to reach to $5,000 a month. But if you're not actually doing the work, incorporate that into the thing that you do every single day. It's a non-negotiable thing that you do to get you in the right mindset to shift your perspective, so that even if things didn't work out for you yesterday was a hard day because you didn't get a proposal signed off, or nobody signed up to your program, you're going to start the next day and say, okay, today is a brand new day, and today I'm going to get 5-10 people sign up for my program. Today I'm going to show up with intention. I'm going to do a video. I'm going to send out an email. I'm going to follow up with my people. I am going to reach out to who I need to reach out to and collaborate, and, you know, offer some kind of collaboration so that we can get there, so that I'm going to run ads, whatever that is. And you have to speak that life into yourself so that that life is spoken into your business. You have to, guys, it's about mindset and it's about work. The two come together to give you what you want. You can't hope and pray $1 million drop in your lap like that. You actually have to do the work to get the thing that you need. So on our way to $5,000 per month, right? We're already on the 11th of April, right? So we have 10 days behind us. We're already on the 11th of April, right? Getting to that $5,000 this month is very, very doable. And even if you don't reach that $5,000 this month and you reach $2,000, it means that if I can do two, I can do three. If I can do three, I can do four. And if I can do four, I can do five, right? That is the mindset that you want to take. Not if I only make two, I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't make five. I'm like, you know, this is not for me. No, if I can make a dollar, it means I can make two. If I can make $100, it means I can make two. You understand? That is how you need to start to shift that mindset, shift the conversation, shift your perspective about your business and what is possible for you to get exactly what you want. And that is my message for you today. So I hope it made sense. I hope it gave you some kind of motivation and inspiration to really get up and do the work so that you can get exactly what you want and what you deserve in your business.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.